So I guess at Curious Works, we have a very specific set of thoughts about the controlled spaces and the uncontrolled spaces we use as well. For us, in terms of the really strategic controlled ways we work with the communities we work with, is a certain process we think of. First of all, we want to engage them to help them build trust with public institutions, and through that to get a sense of belonging, and from that sense of belonging to transform, you know, the place they're in. And we think there's a difference between a country which asks you to discard bits of yourself to fit in and a country which allows you to bring bits of yourself to it, to evolve it. And we hope that the work we do is crucial in that difference. With the uncontrolled spaces, we're aware that all the projects we have is a meta level to it, and all the different communities we work with have a life before and after our project, of course, but also have a connection with each other in terms of what they're trying to do. And we've seen that with, you know, remote Indigenous communities and refugee communities have the same kind of concerns. And so we use spaces like Ning and other spaces to connect all the people we work with regardless of what the projects are. And that's completely chaotic and up to them what they do with that. Complete question mark. And it's nothing to do with that process of transforming the places they're in. I'm mainly going to show a video, but I just wanted to... Can you give me a warning when I've spoken for 2 minutes? Okay. I just wanted to mention a couple of things to you before that. One of the most recent projects we've started at the moment is I'm working with a group of people who very recently come from Sri Lanka and you know, been on Christmas Island the last couple of months and have just come to Australia. And one of the guys, Selvin, his name is, said that, which makes me think of today's discussion, that what he has in Sri Lanka, he doesn't have here, and what he has here, he doesn't have in Sri Lanka. And in Sri Lanka, he's got all of his friends and his networks, and here he's got an opportunity to build dignity and have security. And you can't have both in the same place. But he's a very clever guy, and he's able to take advantage of his disadvantage. You know, first of all, because so many of his friends are refugees, it's a very distributed network that he exists in. I mean, half of them get only to Singapore, some stay in Indonesia, and a few of them get to Australia. And the film that they're going to make, as well as some others, they've met a lot of people through learning English from all around the world, and they're really aware of Sri Lanka's history in an international context, and they're looking at the incident as a way to present Sri Lanka globally in a particular way through their perspective, and to use the people in their English classes, you know, actors. And secondly, the other thing he wants to do after that, in the bigger projects we do, involves taking advantage of the massive film industry in India. And both of those things are only possible because of his situation as a refugee. And I thought that was interesting as well, because without that, he'd actually have a very small, strong, secure, but local community in the north of Sri Lanka, in the village that his family's been in for centuries, and more than that. And so it's important to, you know, to use as disadvantage as a place to transform and find advantage in, I thought. Secondly, that's LankaProject.net. The other thing I wanted to show before the video was, so this is our social media portal where all the people we work with can connect with each other. That's allaroundyou.net. And lots of organizations use this, not just us. There was a video made by a young girl in Newman in remote Western Australia. And that's an interesting mix because there's mining community, remote Indigenous communities, and a lot of the mining families, the guys, marry women from Southeast Asia, which I won't go into, but a lot of them are refugee families or on the cusp of that kind of level, and they bring their children with them. And this is a strange movie called The Finger in the Box, and I'm not going to play it. And there's a box in the bathroom in the school, and all these girls come in and scream at it, and then the film ends. This is the uncontrolled space, so, you know, lots of lols, and that was so funny. I love this guy from Western Sydney, who's like, written, lovely, this is, lol, this is funny. I mean, I didn't get it, that's the funny part. Good job for kids, though. And so they go on, and they all talk what they want to talk about. But there's also a comment from some dude called Chippo from Honda, saying, lovely, proud of you, Lindsay, good job. And if you follow through his link, he's in New Zealand. And we have dozens of these moments, and across the network, there's all these moments where there's a very global network of distributed kind of, you know, refugees across the planet, both in homelands people decide to stay and both who've gone to places like New Zealand, Canada, Australia, blah, 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 and settled there. And these kids are, you know, making their videos and then getting their their network across the world to come and watch what they do. And I think that's a really nice balance in terms of we can help them make media that transforms the places they're in here, and they can use online networks that we set up for them in their own way to bring their global network to their content. But the main thing I wanted to show you was, I think in terms of transformation, if we're going to be serious with ourselves, the only time it's really possible is if it's their job. And so we've been thinking serious about that question and how it can become a job for the communities that we work with and how they can make money out of what they do, and it's a sustainable kind of pathway for the ones who want it to be their career. And this is a journey that with a group of refugees that we worked with last year and the journey they went on to do that.